It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and I have a question for you. What does it take to become the best version of yourself? Well, let me answer it. From my point of view, it takes commitment, it takes persistence, and the right strategies applied daily. I have a new book out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. Now, I wrote this book for readers to have the tools and strategies that they need to become the best versions of themselves. And of course, why is even that even important? Well, I believe it's important because when you make those commitments to step up your life, what happens is everything starts to get better. You start making better choices. You have more happiness. You have more joy. You attract the right people, places, and things into your life. Lots of good things come out of that. So if that's something you want more of, I encourage you to check out my new book. It's called Courage to Change Everything. Courage to Change Everything. You can get it at couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. Well, today our show is all about the topic, the courage to be the best version of you. And it's really about stepping into your greatness, stepping into the best version of yourself. And today I have two guests that's going to be sharing their research and their strategies to overcome challenges of mind, body, and spirit. I have Dr. Harold Levinson. He's a world-renowned psychiatrist and neurologist credited with bringing about dramatic breakthroughs in his understanding, diagnosis, and the treatment of dyslexia and its related syndromes. I also have a founder of UK Health Radio Network. His network provides health news that you can really rely on. And we're going to be talking a little bit about coronavirus and what you can do to stay empowered. So that's what's happening. But before I get to those two guests, I want to focus on that topic of empowering yourself. You know, how do we do this on a consistent basis? Well, listen, you know, if you're tuning into Voices of Courage Radio, I've got guests that give all kinds of different points of view of how to be the best version of yourself. But, you know, if you're driving in your car right now or you're sitting in your living room right now, just stop for 1 second and just think of one thing that maybe you want to improve upon. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your diet. Maybe it's your, maybe you're not out exercising much. Maybe there's a place in your business or your partnerships that aren't working the way that you want them to work. Just pick one. It doesn't have to be any kind of a big emotional thing. It can just needs to be something that you say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of having this the way it is. I'd really like to make changes in that. So my question to you then would be, why hasn't it changed up until this point? Because I'm sure you've thought of whatever that is many times. Well, I can probably tell you why it hasn't changed. Either you haven't made the commitment, or maybe you have. Maybe you've been kind of a stop-start pattern. You've started to go down a road. Let's say you started to lose weight, but you decided, oh, I'm going to do something else. No reason to do this. Well, I'm going to tell you that if you haven't been able to do it yet, you probably don't have enough passion around it or a purpose for doing it. You know, a lot of times people get a diagnosis of maybe cancer. And for some, all of a sudden, they will change their diet, their lifestyle. They'll change everything about it. For others, they don't, and they suffer the consequences. But, you know, if you, whatever the diagnosis is, and I don't want to go down the cancer field today, but what I'm saying to you is if you're diagnosing yourself, wow, this is not working in my life. So I find it's always a quest, but the quest takes this. It takes commitment. It takes persistence, and it takes time. Nothing happens overnight, at least not most things. So if you're willing to put in the time and the effort, it will change. But what else do you need to get? I believe you need to get the right information. And not just information that goes in and out of your mind, but information that you can connect with that has some wisdom around it. information from people that have experience. They've gone through this path before. They've helped maybe hundreds or thousands or maybe even 10 people, right? But they've got results that actually work. So, and I know you already know all this stuff, but listen, the question is, why aren't you doing this? So the first step is you got to make the commitment. Second step is you got to find the information, the wisdom that'll help you take you through this challenge that you're having. And the third step is you have to commit to have daily progress around it. It's not, you know, it's one day at a time. It really is. One day you say, okay, if you're on a diet, for instance, one day I'm just going to keep this diet today. You know, every single day you're making that commitment. Or maybe it's around finance. Maybe you've got a challenge with your finances, right? Maybe you want to get the experts involved, right? So you need to surround yourself with people that really know what's going on. So the next step is, you know, once you do this for a while, you're going to create a success habit. So if you look at something every single day, you're dripping wisdom on that every single day, and you're taking action around that, pretty soon it's going to be a habit of doing that every single day. And what's going to happen is things are going to start to change. Now, there's one last key ingredient for success to ever happen for you, and that is you have to assess it every single day. So every day we need to assess what's working, what's not working, and what we can do better the following day, right? So if you have that formula in your mind, and you might want to review this or send this to some of your family and friends if they've got challenges that they have, or maybe you want them to support you, which is awesome. But review it, because this formula works. I've been doing this for 24 years as a business strategist and a life coach. I've helped so many people overcome their greatest challenges just by simple formulas that work on a consistent basis. Now, I wrote this book, my book, The Courage to Change Everything. I wrote the new book for one reason, because most people don't have more than 10 minutes a day right now. They're going 90 miles an hour to really take time for themselves. I think that's a shame. I think we need to spend a lot more time with ourselves. But listen, I just go with the flow. So I wrote the book so that 10 minutes a day, you can drip astute wisdom onto the consciousness of your mind. You can have some focused questions to help you ask what you need to ask to really make the changes you need to make. And then you can have some daily strategies to help you every single day move towards your dreams. Again, you can check that book out at couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. All right, coming up in my next segment, I have Dr. Harold Levinson. We're going to be talking about his new book, Feeling Smarter and Smarter. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster here. If you're an author or a would-be author, Pay attention here. Some of my New York Times bestselling author friends and I, and some of my book marketing strategists, are teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. By the way, it's no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. And you can find out how and find out about it at CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. There's 14 amazing people that are in the publishing industry right now. Each recording is about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And they will give you their tools, their strategies, and everything they got, because I'm pretty good at interviewing people, to help you to really take your book to the next level. Again, you can check it out at CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. And if you're enjoying the great content and the insights on the Voices of Courage show, then I encourage you to also check out some of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, E360 TV, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. Tune in at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and e360tv.com. Hope you'll check them out, because they're really amazing stations. All right, my guest has been waiting in the wings. We're going to unmute him right now so that he can speak with us. His name is Dr. Harold Levinson. He's an MD. He's a world-renowned psychiatrist and neurologist credited with bringing about dramatic breakthroughs in the understanding, diagnosis, and treatment of dyslexia and its related syndromes for more than 50 years. Dr. Harold Levinson has trained his attention on understanding and treating dyslexia's hidden origins. His latest book, Feeling Smarter and Smarter, Discovering the Inner Ear Origins and Treatment of Dyslexia and its Related Diseases, is groundbreaking. Dr. Levinson, thank you for being here. I appreciate you your being here. And for some reason, let's see if you are unmuted. Hi, how are you?
I hope I'm unmuted.
You are
I love
unmuted.
Talking. Okay.
You are unmuted.
Thank you.
All righty. So, let's just dive one right in. What is dyslexia?
Dyslexia is nothing that you've ever read about before correctly. Dyslexia is a syndrome. It affects not only reading, but writing, spelling, math, memory, speech, sense of direction, balance, coordination, rhythm. It includes anxiety and phobias. And I think the best way I can get your viewers and listeners to understand that you can even read well and still have the dyslexia syndrome, just like you can be a diabetic. And you don't only have to have high blood sugars. You can have skin problems and heart problems and many other problems as a direct result of the insulin deficiency. And I can render your whole audience temporarily dyslexic so they better understand what I'm talking about. If I spin you and your audience around till you and your signals are dizzy, you won't be able to read straight, write straight, talk straight, concentrate. Your memory is going to be hazy and foggy. Your concentration is going to be off, and you're not going to be able to walk and balance properly or coordinate properly. And if I put you next to a height, you're going to be fearful of falling. And it's going to throw your motion processing off. So you won't be able to feel comfortable in moving cars and trains and planes and buses. So it'll create an acquired momentary dyslexic syndrome where any one and a combination of these symptoms can be present.
Wow. Okay. And so how many children and adults suffer from this syndrome right now?
Well, if you include the whole syndrome, it's about 25% of the population. Many have mild symptoms that are most often overlooked. Only the severe impairments that everybody recognizes is very often diagnosed, and I must say misdiagnosed. So that because many individuals, children and adults, not only have a reading problem, but writing and spelling and math and memory and concentration, and many have phobias, they're misdiagnosed and given 10 different disorders. So you get a child, let's say I get a child coming to my office, dyslexia with dyspraxia, dyscalculia, and a whole slew of other diagnoses. And they don't recognize they're interrelated, they're caused by one simple problem. Otherwise, you'd have to have somebody with an IQ of minus 100 if all your brain parts were not functioning right. How could you have Einsteins and Edisons and Da Vinci's and famous people, even currently, like Bill Gates, with this problem.
Wow. Okay. So I always like to get to the cause on this show. So what do you, you've discovered, what is the cause of dyslexia?
Well, I first started with reading disorders because that's where everybody thought dyslexia arose from. They thought that was the key symptom, and it is a key symptom of this disorder. And it was thought to be due to a disturbance within the reading center of the thinking brain. Okay? Nobody could find anything there. Instead, I found, when I examined patients, 35,000 now, balance, coordination, and rhythm problems. They're late talkers, late callers. They have difficulty with fine gross motor coordination. They may be klutzy and accident-prone, tripping, falling, bumping. And they could be athletes with these same problems, or even absent-minded professors. The absent-mindedness hails the dyslexia, the fact that they can over-focus and are gifted and can become professors in a given field doesn't preclude or exclude the diagnosis of dyslexia. So I have a math professor, for example, who still doesn't know the multiplication tables and has to count on his fingers. Great with concepts, poor memory for certain functions. So you have the same with reading problems. The most common problem with reading is tracking. They lose their place and they reverse letters like B and D when they're younger. But many of these symptoms change over time. Some become excellent readers because they can compensate, but their writing and spelling and the disorder persists. But I narrowed it down.
What's the difference between those that can compensate and the ones that can't? Is there any research around that?
Not much research, because nobody ever paid that much attention to the compensation. They were trying to figure out the cause. And they thought the cause was almost like a static cause. Like if you have damage to the reading center in an adult, if it's caused by trauma, it never goes away. It stays forever. And they analogized that bright kids who develop reading problems must have damage to that processor. So they thought it stayed. Then they thought it was a developmental lag. It just lagged for a while. But it never could explain the writing and the spelling and the math and the memory problems. And they thought that there was separate brain area disrupted for each of the symptoms. And if a dyslexic comes in with 20 symptoms and 20 disrupted brain areas, they'd have to have a minus diagnosis of an IQ impairment. They couldn't get better. What I found is they all have inner ear problems. They flunk the drunken driving test. They have trouble balancing on one foot. They have trouble putting their finger to their nose and walking heel to toe. And then I realized that the inner ear acts like a fine tuner, not just for the balance and coordination system of the brain, but for the cognitive centers of the brain. So you can have a brilliant brain, a brilliant reading and writing and spelling processor, but if it gets scrambled signals, it may not be able to properly interpret them. And this is what dyslexia really is when people are talking about it. It's not brain damage.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is really good. It really hits home with me. There are myself and several people in our family have a mild dyslexia, we would call it, but we have it. And it's interesting because I do a balance exercise every single day, usually morning and evening, every day for that balance. That's really interesting. I had never related the two. But over the years, it's gotten better and better and better for me. Well, listen, I've got to take a break. I'm going to come right back. But before I take a break, where can they get the book, Feeling Smarter and Smarter, your book?
Well, the best way is Amazon.com, and you can easily get it through Amazon via my website, dyslexiaonline.com.
That's great. Okay, when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the dyslexia understanding and wisdom that Dr. Levinson has. We're going to talk a little bit about what we can do once we have this diagnosis. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today, our show is The Courage to Be the Best Version of Yourself. Before I get back to my guest, Dr. Harold Levinson, I'd like to give a shout out to an organization here in the San Diego area. They're called Women's Wisdom. They've been around since 1991, and they are the premier networking group for purpose-driven wisdom in the San Diego area. They're also online, so don't let that stop you if you're not in the San Diego area. They've got lots of information and courses about entrepreneurship online. So you can check them out at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Also, if you are tuning in to us on a consistent basis, or maybe you're just new to us, I just want to appreciate all of you for tuning in, letting your friends and family know about the show. The show replays are available at voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. Or you can play any of our podcasts. Just say to Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast, and it'll come right up for you. All righty, back to my show guest, Dr. Levinson. For more than 50 years, he's a world-renowned clinical researcher. He has trained his attention on understanding and treating dyslexia's hidden origins, which is exactly what we're talking about right now. All right, so once you're diagnosed with this disease, and what is this a lifelong sentence, or is this something that for some can change it, or how do we deal with this dyslexia?
Well, the bad news is it's a lifelong disorder in terms of the inner ear being impaired. The good news is it can compensate and be compensated for and help now for the first time medically treated. So there are patients that can improve within a half hour of treatment, believe it or not. And the reason is very simple once you get the understanding. But that understanding took me years and years, and to perfect the treatment took me many more years. So this is a 50-year-long endeavor. Once I recognized that the inner ear was a problem, I said, maybe inner ear improving medication, similar to like Dramamine and stuff you take when you go on planes to prevent motion sickness and dizziness, maybe this somehow can improve the reading. And what started to happen is patients started saying, not only is my reading improved, but I can write better, I can spell better, and you know, I can play baseball better, or I can hit a ball now, or I'm no longer tripping and falling and bumping myself. And I started to realize by treating more and more patients how complicated this syndrome really is. It's not just a reading comprehension problem. It affects eye tracking, so you lose your place. It affects the orientation of letters on space, so B becomes D and was becomes sore. And the words get blurry and can double up and wiggle on a page. Your concentration can be off. Anxiety can be triggered. Your memory gets hazy. And as a result, you secondarily lose the comprehension for what you're looking at. It's not a primary comprehension problem due to brain damage, as people thought. It's secondary because the signals, for example, if the signals coming into your station now were suddenly scrambled, nobody would be able to understand what's going on, even if they were brilliant and gifted IQs. If you straighten out or fine-tune the visual and the auditory signals, the picture suddenly becomes clearer. And this is what these medications can do. You don't always get improvements in 15 minutes, but I've seen them. And very often, 75 to 85% of patients can improve with a combination of medications over a period of time. And a period of time can be a month or so very often. And when you combine this medication with all the other treatment availabilities that are there, that have worked, including exercises like balancing, for example, athletic sports, any kind of sensory motor activity that improves the inner ear can then secondarily improve the tuning that radiates out throughout the brain and result in improvements. So I use all these techniques, but I primarily, in my research and treatment, use the medications and nutrients.
Wow. Okay. Now, the book, Feeling Smarter and Smarter, does that have a lot of this information we're talking about in it?
It has it all. It's useful for patients, for parents. It's useful for old adults who have this problem. It doesn't disappear with age. It changes. And many times, adults with this problem have a worse time than children because they have more responsibilities and they can't always fulfill them. So that it's written for their therapists and their doctors, so that reading the book gives them a great insight into what's wrong and how to fix it and how to go about becoming knowledgeable in this area. And the best part is it's called Feeling Smarter and Smarter because the self-esteem of these children and adults is devastated very often. And by treatment, no matter what age, the self-esteem can radically turn around. And suddenly you hear children say, you know, I got a brain, or I feel smarter than I did before. I can't believe how stupid I felt before. And on it goes.
So that brings up a thought. Maybe we should address this in the first segment, but that's okay. Let's address it now. If you have a teenager, let's say, or a child, a lot of times, you know, some of these symptoms are kind of subtle. How do you know when a child has dyslexia going on? How does a parent kind of self look at this and go, oh, here are the symptoms here?
It's a perfect question. And there's a chapter that I devoted that has the diagnostic questionnaire. And all you need, and the questions are very, very specific to this particular problem. Every one of them has been traced primarily to an inner ear disorder. And an inner ear caused dyslexia syndrome. So if you check off enough boxes, it doesn't matter how mild the symptoms are or how severe they are. If they're there, they shouldn't be there. It's like if you have a mild headache or severe headache, the symptoms shouldn't be there, and there has to be a cause and there has to be a treatment for it.
That's interesting. Now, does this go into ADD also, or is this just...
Yes, because most ADD patients also have inner ear problems with the inner ear and the supercomputer. It's called the cerebellum. But they seem to have another cerebellar origin other than the dyslexics. And when you treat the two of them, they very often occur together. So it's really one syndrome. It's called by two different names. Both improve significantly. And both treatments help each other. So you get what's called a synergistic effect. One plus one gives you four. And if you don't know that these syndromes are all related or these symptoms, you call them by different names, and mistakenly, children will come to my office with five different diagnoses. They may have autism, they may have ADD, they may have ADHD, the dyspraxic, the dyscalculic, and there's a whole dictionary full of names. And if your child is diagnosed with this, you feel hopeless and helpless. How in the world do you get rid of 10 different disorders? Who's going to treat them? Usually one doctor specializes in only one of those, right? Doesn't have an understanding of the total concept. If you have a good understanding that it comes from a simple fine-tuning problem within the inner ear, and it can radiate out to normal brain structures, you can account for all the symptoms and mechanisms determining them. And by treating the fine tuner within the inner ear, you can get significant improvements very often, very dramatically.
That's amazing. I'm so excited that I've had you on the show because I'd never heard that before. And that, I think there's a lot of people out here that haven't heard that. So this is an important message. You know, I'm going to sit down and read the book, Feeling Smarter and Smarter, myself, because, again, I mentioned earlier that we have that dyslexia going on in our family. We also have some other things going on that it sounds like everything's ADHD and ADD that are all interrelated to this. If a person wants to connect with you, how do they get a hold of you directly, Dr. Levinson?
The simplest way, I guess, is via my website, dyslexiaonline.com. There's a wealth of information there. You can get the book and other books that I've written in papers, but, and there's a telephone number there too. if people want to call. But the book contains all the information that a doctor needs and a therapist needs and a parent needs to treat their children best. Because what I find is clearly explaining to a child why they have every single symptom relieves them of the guilt and the stupidity they feel. They usually blame themselves and other people accommodate them and blame them and bully them as well. Once they understand, for example, you have an eye, you keep losing your place when you read, it's due to an inner ear problem within your eye. They don't blame themselves for being stupid and everybody keeps saying, well, try harder or do this or do that. They can't. It's like somebody that's klutzy. I don't want to be klutzy. They keep dropping things and bumping in. Their inner ear is destabilized and they need something to fix it. They don't need criticism very often. They only need medical or therapeutic or sound, insightful advice. And this is what the book does.
That's great. Now, once they get on the medications for the inner ear, is that something that some of them merge off of after a while? They just stay on that once they get
There's a very interesting thing I unexpectedly found that individuals on the medication sometime between 2 and 4 years, 80% no longer need the medication. It's as if the medications retrain the brain how to function normally without them. And so this was unexpected. I've had patients where this happened within a month, and some patients, of course, need more than 2 to 4 years. It's a bell curve, a big distribution. But the strange thing is that in a month, sometimes patients are fine. They no longer need anything, and they're going along as if they're cured, so to speak. It's not a cure, but it almost is. It's the best thing. It's the best treatment and the closest one to what I would call a medical cure. It's a medical treatment. There's never been one before because they didn't know what to treat. They didn't know where to aim the treatment at.
So once they read the book, they'll be armed with the information they need to go to their local medical advisor and be able to let them know about the research and what's going on and how to work with this. And
how to work with me? Yes.
And how to work with you? Yeah. And yeah, that's more most important. Okay. So the book is Feeling Smarter and Smarter, and we can get that again. You want to tell them where to get this?
DyslexiaOnline.com. For those dyslexics out there, DYSLEXIA online.com.
I love that. All righty. Well, listen, Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'd really like to have you back maybe later in the year to take a little deeper dive into dyslexia. I think this is really great information for our audience.
Can I leave you with one extra insight?
Please do.
Every autistic child has a coexisting inner ear problem. It's not the cause of the dyslexia, but it complicates their functioning. And so when you treat autistic children for the coexisting inner ear problem that they have, they get significant improvements in their overall function. It doesn't change the diagnosis. It doesn't cure the autism, but it allows them to function significantly better than they did before.
That's so awesome. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Levinson. And we're going to be right back. I got to take a break. And when we come back, I have Johan Ilgenfritz. And he is calling in from England today. And he's going to be talking about the UK Health Radio. We're going to be talking a little bit about coronavirus and what's going on there with some information you can get about that. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome back, everyone. The name of the show today is The Courage to Be the Best Version of You. And before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout out for UK Health Radio. Right now, they have information on the coronavirus. They have a dedicated page on there, and it contains daily updates and information for health professionals, for the public, and even the latest travel information. The page can be accessed by simply clicking on the coronavirus floating banner on the homepage, and you can access that at ukhealthradio.com. That's ukhealthradio.com. I hope you'll check that out. There's a lot of information up there that'll protect you and your family and giving you the latest updates so that there's no panic here around coronavirus. All righty. My guest is the founder of UK Health Radio. His name is Johan Ilgenfritz, and he is an amazing man who I've got to know over the last few months, who has a rich history. In fact, he was a master in photography in Germany, working successfully as a fashion photographer for almost 20 years in Hamburg and in London. But his life changed dramatically in 2011 when he had a heart attack and 6 months later was diagnosed with cancer. During his search for a cure, he turned to the internet, and he soon realized that there was no one central point where people could get health information, regardless of what your health issue was. So he dedicated his life to creating such a platform, and 6 weeks later, he launched the beta version of which is now known as UK Health Radio, and he has won awards, and he's done all kinds of amazing things with the Health Net Radio. I'm going to talk to him about that today. Johan, I'm so glad you're having you here today. This is such a treat for me and all my guests.
Hi, good morning, Ken. Good morning, Ken. Thank you so much for the invitation. And it truly is an honor speaking with you. Thank you.
Well, listen, I appreciate you being here and the warm words that you've exchanged with me over the last few months about this show and about some of the guests we've had. I really appreciate that. You know, emotional turmoil of being diagnosed with cancer, it had to be something. I can't imagine. I haven't had that in my life. But how was this for you? What happened?
Yes, it was actually a great shock. I was 46 at the time when in 2011 in February I had a heart attack. Oh. First of all, and then a couple of months later, while still wondering why I wasn't feeling better after the heart attack, I think it was June, I was diagnosed with cancer, which that really was very traumatic, if I could put it that way.
How bad was it? Were they giving you a few months to live, or what was going on here?
Well, in the beginning, they just said multiple melanoma. They found seven tumors, etc. So they didn't say anything more. I did two sets of radiotherapy. And in October of 2011, I was given all clear, first of all. And then in February, during my first post-cancer checkup, if I could call it that, they really gave me the sledgehammer. They said that the cancer had returned with a vengeance, had literally spread everywhere, and that I had a maximum of 12 months to live.
Oh, my goodness. Now, when that happened, I'm sure it was a shock not only for you but for your family. So you went to find information about how to heal this. What happened for you at that point?
Yeah, the second time they gave me the 12 months to live was actually totally different to the first time they told me I had cancer. The first time really put me into a spin. The second time, the strangest thing happened to me, because I was crystal clear and totally calm. And all I can remember while she was telling me, my oncologist was telling me that, you have a maximum of 12 months, I was thinking in the back of my mind, not going to happen. So the first option didn't work, the radiotherapy. So just go and find another option, or another two or three or whatever it takes to get through this. So that was, that was the beginning of, you know, during the radiotherapy, I kept on having the feeling that I wasn't part of the equation. I literally had no duties. That my only duty was to be there for the treatment. But I felt totally detached from everything. And when I got the 12 months to live diagnosis, it was as if I decided that, okay, now you've got to become part of this process, to take your health, not into your own hands, but to boost, you know, to take it and do something with it. And that was the beginning of it.
A lot of times these life-changing events, whether it be sickness or an accident or somebody dies, or sometimes these things are a wake-up call. Would you say that this thing was a wake-up call for you?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I literally went from being totally unaware to well, that was the start of my life on purpose, because it was the beginning of a total new life. I changed my whole lifestyle. I changed my whole diet. I have to tell you this because it's really profound. It was about 7 months into my allotted 12. It took me 20 minutes to walk up 2 flights of stairs. And I was really ill at the time, but it was fantastic because earlier that day I had read a sentence that said cancer cannot survive in an oxygenated alkaline cellular environment. And that for me was the beginning of a new life. I knew instantaneously that that was the way I was going to save my life. And as I said, my whole life changed completely. I became literally a vegetarian overnight.
Yep.
And of course, built it up and carried on. Today, I'm an alkaline vegan. I have been now for 6.5 years. And
you and I have that in common, and I had a family that had my dad had cancer several times. My mom had a couple of cancers, one that took her life. My sister had cancer. My brother had cancer. I'm sure if my other brother had lived, he would have had cancer. So it was in our family history. And at the time, there was something inside of me that just, I decided to go a vegetarian about 25 years ago or so. And I decided to, you know, to not go down that path. And, you know, and fortunately I've had no health issues like that. It was a conscious choice. And, for me, it was a blessing because honestly, I grew up eating potatoes and eat as much fat and potato chips and McDonald's as you can. But you know, there came a point in my life where I was really looking for more energy and health, and actually I was seeking the truth. I was looking for the truth about how to have a healthy body and lifestyle without pain and suffering well into my 90s or into 100 or long as I'm going to be here. So I think that's, you know, we had the wake up call. So let me ask you, man. So I'm glad you said that lifestyle change was huge. Yeah. You know, one of the things that you told me is that you're grateful for cancer showing up. I don't think a lot of people are grateful for cancer showing up, but how is that for you?
Yes. It's easier now to say that I'm grateful. I was asked that question once a couple of years ago where I still had cancer, and it did take me a bit by surprise, but literally, I am grateful to cancer because it has given me this second life, this life on purpose. My purpose now is to create and keep on supplying the best health information, overall health information, not one-sided information, but all sides of the story, all aspects of it, possible. I actually have a mantra, which is good health is a choice. And I know that's a pretty bold statement to make, and I know it's not 100%, but in my case, it definitely was a choice.
Actually, I think that's good health is a choice. I think that's a great mantra, and I think that's one we can all live by. You know, so listen, I got to take a break. I'm going to come right back, and then I want to take a little deeper dive into UK Health Radio. What's available for my audience that they can find out about? as far as their own health-related issues and what's going on and what's going on there on the health network. So, listen, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to our show. Today's show is called The Courage to Be the Best Version of Yourself. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. I truly want to thank all of you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. You've made this show popular around the world. We're now on 200 stations in 160 countries with tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of listeners listening to us every month. So thank you for that. And if you are a person that likes to let others know, if you're a connector, I encourage you to go on to Facebook or LinkedIn or our Twitter page and give us a shout out. And also let people know that you can have all the replays and listen to them at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. Or you can just tell Alexa, Siri, or Cortana, play Voices of Courage podcast, and we will come right up. All right. My guest today is Johann Ingenfritz, and he is an amazing being who has learned how to live healthy, and he brings together some of the most important health news that I believe is on our planet at ukhealthradio.com. He's the founder and the creator of that network, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today, Johann. Johann, we're just talking about, you know, that deep dive a little bit on the cancer. What was the story? Okay, so you had the cancer. How did you start the network then? What was the inspiration behind UK Health Network?
Well, it was a mind shift that I had. I went from believing that cancer was the cure of my illness to realizing that it was really a symptom of a sick body, so cause and effect. And I realized
that cancer was the cure for your illness? I missed that.
I went from believing that cancer was the cause of my illness.
The cause, okay, yeah. The cause, okay.
To realizing that it was merely a symptom of an already sick body. And that mind shift, that made me realize that it had good health has to do with cause and effect. So if you can change the cause, you can change the effect. And that was also the beginning of UK Health Radio, because I'd searched the internet for information for months. And then the little sentence I mentioned before, cancer cannot survive in oxygenated alkaline cellular environment. When I read that, it just all came to, I knew I could change, I could make a difference, but I couldn't find any further information. So, and that was basically the birth of UK Health Radio.
It's interesting today because a while back, just a couple of years ago, I could search alternative cure for cancer, let's say. Yeah. And I could do a Google search, and what would come up with would be a lot of different information, alternative websites. Today, that doesn't happen anymore. It's just been bastardized, but it really has changed the way that we can search today in a way to really be effective. So what we need now is sites like ukhealthradio.com to be able to go to and get the information on how to really cure disease. That's my hit. That's one of the reasons I'm on your network, because I'm like, this is a place to go to find the information. Who do you assess for your show? What do you look for when you have hosts come on the show? And what's the mission of the? Let's start with a mission. What's the mission of UK Health Net Radio? Health Radio.
UK Health Radio has a very clear purpose, and that is to animate people in a positive manner to become part of the process of attaining or keeping their own health. That is the basis of it. Here in the UK, the press have given me a very special name, the Curator of Health Expertise. And it really is exactly what I do. It's wonderful. I'm not a health professional, but I am the curator of health professionals. So we get such a lot of feedback from our listeners through our website. And we take that information and see which areas of health people need the most information of. And then my job is to go source the person, which is usually a health professional. We then train them. First, I have to persuade them to do a show. And then we train them as radio presenters, because, as I said, they're health professionals. And then we bring them on. And that's how we've done it. We started with one person, and now we have 29 presenters. So we have quite a few shows, like magazine type shows, where a lot of different topics are spoken about. But we also have the deep dives, what I call our deep dives, the cancer shows. We have actually two cancer shows, diabetes, mental health, that kind of stuff. And very importantly, UK Health Radio, even with my history of curing my cancer through nutrition, people always seem to just think that it's only natural health. UK Health Radio isn't only natural health. We don't differentiate between natural or mainstream health. And we air them side by side, not to provoke, just to inform people. That's all.
I want to say that is so important these days. And I just had the first guest on our show is Dr. Harold Levinson, who's been an MD, practicing MD for 50 plus years. And I asked him, what are the alternative sources to heal dyslexia, which he was his specialty. Mm-hmm. And he said, he doesn't go down just the MD field. He goes down anything that will help a person heal, whether it's vitamins, minerals, exercise, whether it's a specific diet. And so I like that about, UK Health Network. We find, here's what I found, and you probably found this too. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. When we're diagnosed with something, it's a journey to heal. And we're all here learning and growing and evolving. And a lot of times we have to learn, I had a friend on the that got diagnosed with cancer on his arm, and he wouldn't go the medical MD the way, and he ended up losing his arm. Okay. He wanted to just go alternative. So big lesson in that for a lot of people. We have to have a balanced, and it is a journey. So what do you say to that?
Oh, absolutely. I actually asked somebody the other day if they only wear one designer's clothes. And they said, no, of course not. So I said, so why do you do that in health? Why do you only go down one path when it comes to your health? There's such a broad spectrum of amazing things that you can pick and choose from. And I think that the most important thing is nobody is the same. What works for myself won't necessarily work for yourself or anybody else. And when you're part of the process of being healthy yourself, then you have the opportunity to pick and choose, to pick the best out of that huge variety of what works the best for yourself. Most definitely.
Yeah, that's really good. All right, well, right now you've got some information on coronavirus up there, which I had mentioned as we started the show. What can people expect around that?
I think what we're trying to do is just give straightforward information. So it's really, we The coronavirus is being really blown up by the press everywhere in the world. It is a critical and a tricky situation. But I think panic is the worst thing we can do at the moment, everybody. And what we've been trying to do is just, for example, we have some audio on there for people with diabetes, because diabetics are more prone to get it than a normal healthy person. We published just a list of symptoms almost and what you can do this morning. Just simple things like having a bit of water every 15 minutes, which even if you get it in your mouth, you can wash it down into your stomach, and it will then go out the normal way instead of having time to manifest itself.
Right, right. That's really good. Well, I think that it, like you said, just the facts, man. Just the facts. You know, let's get the facts out there rather than the fear and the panic. And I've listened to several, you know, the major media shows here in San Diego that come through San Diego, but they're national news and local news. And they tend to exaggerate and make it out to be something that you have to fear. You know, really what UK Health Net, UK Health Radio does is it gives you information so that you don't have to fear. You can use whatever fear you have to come to resolution so that you can protect your family, you can protect yourself, you can understand where you need to go, where not to go, and you know, the realness around this. So I commend you on doing that.
It's the same with anything. Fear, if you remove the cause, the fear disappears.
Well, okay, let's go back to prevention, because and I only got about a minute here, but you know, prevention is so important. And I think that coronavirus or any of the other viruses that have come through, the Ebola virus, the Zika virus, the bird flu, E. coli, all of that, you know, comes, you know, the people that are healthy, that their immune systems are built up, are not as susceptible to these things as others. In fact, you know, the 1940-something, I forgot the scientist, but he received the Nobel Prize for proving that germ theory is inaccurate, right? That the real theory is the health theory needs to be out there. We need to stay healthy. So how does UK Health Radio give us prevention information?
Well, just the best information on the widest range of topics available all the time. So we are always updating our information. Our shows are kept for about a year, and then we update purposefully so that we can then update with the latest information on all aspects of health, fitness, nutrition, the whole thing, even environmental issues.
That's awesome. Okay, so to listen to UK Health Radio, they can go to ukhealthradio.com, correct?
Correct.
And any other ways that they can get that right now?
Yes, we have an app that you can download for your phone. And since about a week, we are now on Alexa worldwide as well. And all you have to do is say, Alexa, play UK Health Radio, and it works.
I love that. Now, if they want to get Voices of Courage on UK Health Radio, how do they do that?
Well, they can either listen to our schedule, have a look at the schedule when it airs, or they can go to our Listen on Demand section any time of the day or night. Click on yourself and all your shows will appear, and they can listen to them at their own time and leisure.
Okay, so you heard it here for Johan. So you want to go to ukhealthradio.com and you can find Voices of Courage Radio up there with Ken D. Foster. So I hope you'll check us out there too. Johan, thank you so much for being part of this show. I really appreciate it. I hope you come back sometime and update us as to what's going on with UK Health Radio. And anytime we have a major issue like coronavirus, it'd be great to have you back, talk a little bit about what UK Health Radio is providing audience right now. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Ken. And thank you so much for your expert knowledge and your show. It's amazing. And for everything you do for everybody, it truly is commendable. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, I talked earlier about my book, The Courage to Change Everything. You can get that book at couragetochange.us. Hope you'll check that out. We're always interested in what you have to say, so please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. That's viewer, V-I-E-W-E-R, at voicesofcourage.us. And you can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Till next week, have a blessed week filled with lots of love, joy, and happiness in your life.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.